Good morning, everyone. My name is Brandon Johnson Odom, and this is episode 3 of my podcast called Motivational Talk. Now, on this topic, we're going to just talk about quotes and motivational quotes to get you throughout the day and get you throughout the journey in life. And the first quote we got, challenge yourself with something you know you could never do, and what you'll find is that you can overcome anything. Now, what that means is no matter what it is, if it's football, basketball, golf, soccer, whatever it is that you want to do in life and you never did it, go ahead and try it, because 9 times out of 10, you're probably good at it. Just because you never did it before doesn't mean that you're not good at it. You got to try, and you always got to give 110%. And what you'll find is you're probably good at it than what you think you are. Now, the other quote is, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That means no matter what, God is always setting something up in us to make us go harder, go stronger, and just give everything that we got 110%. So no matter what it is that we want to do, like owning our own home, owning our own job, or whatever it is, you guys got to plan it out, manifestation, and give it 110 and 15%, and I promise you, you guys will be more popular and more invested in what you guys are doing right now. And I promise you that God will always be there for you to make sure that you guys get to your goals and your dreams in life. Now, the next one is, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. And what that means is you have to plan something out for yourself that you want and that you got and that you set your eyes on. Don't just go out here planning something and you don't finish it. You always got to have a goal in mind, and you always got to strive to become the best you and the best version of you. And the other quote is, life is not about having everything. It's about finding meaning to it. Just because you got a job and you don't like it, you got to find some type of meaning to it. You know, the old saying goes, it's better if you have a job and you like the job. Then that's what you got to do, man. You got to find meaning in a job, no matter what it is. If you're working with kids, if you're working with bad people at a bank or anything, you got to find the best way possible to excite yourself, and not only yourself, but be as good and positive as you can for the job. And the next quote is, beauty is hidden in everything. Just learn how to observe. Now, what that means is beauty is hidden, but you got to understand that everybody has a gem in life. Everybody wants to strive for greatness. Everybody wants to be the best person and best version that they can be. So set something out for yourself and make you stand out. And make sure that whatever it is you plan out, make sure that you're going to make sure you give 110 and 115% of it. And don't just plan something out there and then you don't finish it, because God has poured something into you to make sure that you want to finish it. And God will never just give you something you don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take the risk or take the responsibility of it. Now, the next one is, when you reach the heart of life, you shall find beauty in all things, even if the eyes that are blind to beauty. Now, what that means is, if you got a goal out there and you really don't want to see it, you have to see what you envision for it. Therefore, you have to plan something for yourself that makes you stand out from most people. Because you got to find the beauty in what you do. You know what I'm saying? Most people find the beauty in working with kids, or most people find beauty in working in a bank or owning their own home. So you got to find beauty, and you got to take time out of your day to just go and explore what it is that you do and see the beauty in it. That's all that is saying. So the next quote is, I have always known what I wanted, and that was beauty in every form. Now, that means whatever it is you want to do in life, you got to find the beauty of it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, you always got to make sure that whatever it is that you do, you got to find the beauty of it. Even if you hate your job, you still cannot quit. You just got to find the beauty, and you got to find the meaning for it. So therefore, you got to go out there, strive every day, give 110%, and just thank God that you got what you got right now. And thank God that, you know what I'm saying, that you do have a job, even though it's not the best of jobs, you know what I'm saying? That might just be a startup for you to get you where you got to go. So I just want everybody to know that, man, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't like your job or whatever it is that you do in life, even if you don't like it, you still got to find the beauty of it, because that might just be a stepping stone to where you are actually going to go in life. Now, the next quote is, the love of beauty is in multiple forms, is the noblest gift of a human cerebrum. And what that means is, love come in every form. So therefore, you got to go out there. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to just look, and you got to explore what, you know what I'm saying, what gifts are out there for you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how everyone says, like, everybody is not made for somebody, or somebody is made for somebody? Well, that is true. Everybody is made for somebody. You just have to find the hidden beauty and the gems of them. You just don't want nobody who doesn't have nothing planned out for themselves. You got to go out there. You got to strive. You got to become the best person and the best version of you can be. And if somebody doesn't want to take the time out and explore their self and explore their beauty and see what they can be, then you got to let them go, man, because it's not going to benefit you, because you're the only person that's going to take in the amount of steps to become something in life while they're just sitting there waiting on you to become something so they can feed off you. And that's not right. Now, the next one is, beauty is in things exist in the mind, which completes them. Now, everyone should know what that means, because if you got a beautiful mind and you know what you want to do in life, then you got goals and you got aspirations, then, you know what I'm saying, everybody likes that. Now, it's the taking the time and the process to figure out what it is you really want to do and set fit to what you want to do. Now, I want to tell everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, just because you got something that's not working right now, that doesn't mean that you should quit. That doesn't mean that you should give up. That means you should strive and you should keep doing what you're doing. And I promise you, God is going to have something planned out for you. You are a legend, you're a star, and you're meant to be on this earth. And I just want to tell you, man, it comes in all ways. Just because you got something bad right now, don't let something bad right now define what you're going to be in life. Always strive and always give 110%. And I promise you that God will always be there for you, and God will make sure that you're in a best situation possible. And for the other quote, I just want to tell you, those who joyfully leave everything in God's hands will eventually see God's hands in everything. Worries and when faith begins. Now, what that means is, if you leave it in God's hands and you know that you did everything you could, God is not going to let you fail just because, you know what I'm saying, you don't like what you're doing right now and you feel like giving up. God will not let you fall, man. I promise you, God will understand everything that you're going through. And I know that we question God about some things, and I know God, you know what I'm saying, doesn't have an answer for everything. And I just want to tell you, man, whatever it is you're going through right now, just put it in God's hands, and I promise you everything will be all right. And I promise you that everything will fall into place. I know it doesn't seem like that right now for whoever it is that still got questions on, like, you know what I'm saying, about anything about life. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is all of my people and all of my friends are dying, or whatever it is? Just I know how it feels, and I know that you feel like you're giving up, but please don't give up. Always try to be something better, and just, you know what I'm saying, change your whereabouts and change your habits if you got to. Change your friends. Whatever it is you got to do, man, I want you to understand that God has something special coming for you. So don't give up and don't quit. And until then, man, I just want to tell everybody, man, if you got anything to share, please join the podcast and let me know, man. This podcast is brought to you by me. Yourself, me, myself, and I, you know what I'm saying, Brandon Johnson Odom. And I just want to tell you guys, man, you guys are legends, you guys are stars, you guys are capable of doing everything you want to do. So I want to tell everybody out there, man, have a great Tuesday, have a beautiful Tuesday, and have a wonderful Tuesday. And I hope your Tuesday is stress-free and blessed, man, and loved. And I just want to tell everybody out there, man, take care of yourselves, stay vaccinated, you know what I'm saying? If somebody is sick and you don't need to be around them, please don't be around them, because it is not worth you getting sick. So if you see a goal out there that you want, you gotta strive for it. Give it 110%. Make sure you see the beauty of it. And just make sure that you know what you want to do in life, and that you got a goal and you want to further yourself and further your career. Until then, man, I'll talk to you guys later. I love you guys. You guys stay positive. You guys keep God by your side. And I promise you everything will be all right. And until then, man, I'll talk to you real soon. I love you guys. And again, if you got any comments or anything that you want to share, please join the podcast and just let me know, man. I'm here Monday through Friday. Just want to tell you guys again, I love you guys. Be safe. Be cautious out there. And always remember, man, stay masked up, because these people nowadays, they really don't care who gets sick. So love you guys. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And have a great Tuesday, man. And I love you guys. See ya.